One of the questions that come up post, or I would say during the COVID-19 coronavirus, is the issue when we come back to shul, or maybe we won't come back to shul, when we have tefillah b'tzibur, and perhaps kriyas haTorah b'tzibur, whenever that time will come, whether it's going to happen in the outside minyanim or not, there are those back inside. So those who are back already decided what to do. Those who are coming back will have to deal with the question of, we've missed many parshios, the whole book of Vayikra, Vayakel Pekudei, Parshas Bamidbar. Maybe you're going to miss Maso this week. So what are we going to do? Are we going to just continue on with the parsha we're up to? We'll call it even. And we'll catch you next year. Or do I have to go back and read all the parshas? Or maybe something in between. So we'll have to see. So the first one to discuss this apparently is the Or Zarua, Rev Yitzchak ben Moshe of Vienna. He lived, I think he was born in 1200 and died in 1270, 70 years. During that time, that was considered the normal time for living, 70 years. So what happened? It happened in Cologne, he says, that someone, it was Parshas Emor, and I guess they're all in shul, and there was a big machlokas broke out. Someone maybe was in Idoi, different version to what actually happened, and they never got to read Parshas Emor. So the next Shabbos, it says, Rabbi Elezer Rav Shimon told them to begin L'hatchil v'parsha emor al-kohanim v'grosa v'gam har sinai rule akros b'oso Shabbos. And he ruled that you should read Parshas Emor as well as Parshas Bahar and not to skip Parshas Emor. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu niskan likros haTorah, because when the days of Moshe Rabbeinu was instituted to read the parashas u'hashlim v'chol shana v'shana, to finish it every year, I guess even before Simchas Torah, I guess with the Bavli we do it every year, k'dei l'hashmiya, in order the people should hear all the mitzvahs and the chukim. Aye, maybe you'll tell me, sometimes we have a halacha over zman bato karbano, like we have by karbanos. He says, no. V'vishayin keva b'parshios, it goes parshios zu b'shabbos zu. There's no specific mitzvah to read a specific parsha on a specific week. It's that you finish everything. Aye, what's his raya? His raya is from the Shabbos, at least in Kutzar. When Yontif falls out on Shabbos, so what do we read? We read the Yontif. So instead of reading Parshas Nusso the Shabbos, we read the Yontif Parsha. So what are we going to do next Shabbos? Next Shabbos we're going to read, if you were in shul, we'd read Parshas Nusso. And we don't say, since we missed Nusso, we move on to Bahaloscha. So the Arzarua, again, so on one hand, he just talks about missing one parasha, making up the next parasha. So it's clearly you can read two parashios in a week. He doesn't discuss more. From that point, it's not clear. But when he writes here, Moshe Rabbeinu niskan l'gros haTorah parashios v'ashlimas b'chol shana v'shana. That seems to be that there's no limit, that you have to make up all the parshas, whether it's 3, 4, 5, or 6, or longer, it shouldn't make a difference. And this is the way the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Azarua, based on the Azarua, in Bitlu Shabbos Achas, Kriyas HaParsha B'tzibur. Again, we can medayik the Ramah, like the Shari Ephraim will, because he says, what does it mean? In Bitlu Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParsha B'tzibur. Does he mean you, everyone, The Oz Aruas case was everyone was in shul, but we'll come back to that. In Bitlu Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParsha B'Tzibor, L'Shabbos Haba Korin Oso Parsha in Parsha Shaychem Oso Shabbos. If they miss the portion of the week, the Rama writes, on the next Shabbos, they make it up. So again, he's talking about 1 week. So it seems to be, well, I don't know if it's open and shut, but if you take the Iker part of the Or Zarua to mean you just have to be Mashem all the Parsha, L'chore he must mean that you read all the Parsha. So it should be an open and if we go with the Rama's understanding of the Or Zarua, or people say the Rama's understanding of Or Zarua is, so then it's going to be a long Kriyas HaTorah this week. You have to make up all the Parshas. That's the seems to be the Shitas HaRama based on the Or Zarua. However, the Vilna Gaon, the Bir HaGra in Arachayim, Kuf Lamed Hei, writes in Bitlu, what do you mean when the Rama writes in Bitlu Shabbos Achas, when you're Mavato, one Shabbos, Kriyas Parsha. So in Bilu, and so the Bir HaGra refers to Gamashakasa B'Tfila Tov Elo Hispalel. He refers us to the halacha, the fourth parak in Brachas, about Tashlumin, that we know the halacha is by Tfila. That if you missed Shacharis, you make it up at Mincha, you miss Mincha, you make it up at Ma'ariv, you miss Ma'ariv, you miss it up at Shachar. So we know we have a din of Tashlumin. So therefore, that's what he refers us to. So clearly the Bir HaGra seems to be linking the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah to Tashlumin. In contrast to the Or Zarua, it could be according to the Or Zarua, you have an elongated chiyuv. You have chiyuv every week. There's not a specific thing to do every week. The point is, once you get your act together, and you finish the whole Torah, all the parashios by the end of the year. The way the Vilna Gaon seems to be learning in Bitlu Shabbos Echas, the Rama based on the Or Zarua, it's a din of Tashlumin. And therefore, that's the connection, that if you missed Tfila, you have to make Tashlumin. So too, if you missed Kriyas HaTorah, you need Tashlumin. That seems to be the Bir HaGra. Even though we'll see the Bir HaGra, so therefore, the Gra seems to be saying it's a din in Tashlumin. So how far does this Tashlumin go? So the question is, how far do we take the Vilna Gaon's comparison that this like we have Tashlumin with Tfila, we have Tashlumin with Kriyas HaTorah? Because why? Because the halacha, because the Gemara is clear. If you are bemazed, then there is no, if someone says, you know what, I don't feel like davening Shacharis, it's too long, I'll just daven two minchas, the halacha is it's a no-go. We only do Tashlumin if it's shogeg and perhaps onus. So over here, if we take the din seriously, a serious connection, it would come out that the Vilna Gaon would always say, if you were shogeg. And I mean, the kasha is, the Rama's lashon is, in Bitlu Shabbos Achas. I guess, unless you want to say it's Lav Dafka, but that because the Gemara says Bitlu Lo, I think the question, I don't have the Gemara in front of me, but I think the Gemara says Bitlu No. So if you want to say, if you take the Rama literally, it can't be Tashlumin, because he uses the question of Bitlu. But nevertheless, that if the Gra's comparison is taken seriously, it would come out then you only have Tashlumin on a shogeg, not on, but Bezid. Yeah, well, anyway, we're in Anas, so it wouldn't be a problem, but that would be a general Shaila. You only get to make it if the Shul, in other words, according to the Grub, everyone got together and said, you know, we're not going to read today. Let's hold off it next week, so then you wouldn't have Tashlumin. That'd be one thing. Another halacha would be, we know the halacha is of Tashlumin, you only can make up the previous tefillah. I don't say if I haven't davened for a month, so then I can make up the previous tefillahs. We paskin is only Tashlumin on the previous one. So if that's the case, then, and that the Vilna Gaon would seem to say, and that seems to be the one that that's what the Mishnah Berurah learns, that you only can make up two parashias. You only can make up, you do the previous parasha and that parasha. Again, that's one part of the Oz Ruah's case was only two parashias. But the Oz Ruah doesn't seem to be learning Tashlumin, as he says, it's not a specific week. So he's clearly not learning like the Oz Ruah. But he sticks to two parashios. And then, however, so it seems to be that, so whether the Gra would only say it b'shogeg, not b'mezid, and whether the Gra would only say it, Tashlumin is only, then you only can read two parashios at a time. And then the other shaila would be, we know that halacha is by Tashlumin, that you do the chova, and then you do the Tashlumin. Either based on Tadir, Shaino Tadir, Tawad the Kohen, whatever it might be based on. So then if we took the comparison 100%, so then we should read Parshas Naso first, and then go back to Parshas Bamidbar. That's already a question whether we do that. Most don't, but that would be if you took Tashlumin seriously. By seriously, I mean literally. So we could learn this idea of Tashlumin, but the reason why I think the note that Behuda brings down, Torah is Hashem Tamima, we want to read it in the right order. So that's a debate in general. Could you go back and read it out of order? Rav Shechter discussed the possibility about going back, which is another shir, where we go back and, you know, read if the Bar Mitzvah boy, some of Mr. Parsha, like in Parsha's Shmini, could I go back and read Shmini, and then when do I do it? So either way, so the Vilna Gaon seems to say, we could get into the details how far he goes, but he seems to say it's a din of Tashlumin, and Tashlumin is only a din of two parashios. You can never read more than two parashios, so therefore we have a major machlokes there. If you're following the Shita of the Or Zaruah, so then you read them all. If you follow the parsha of the Vilna Gaon, you only read two parashios, so it's a big difference. Why only two and not three? So there's the Shita of the Maram Mintz. Maram Mintz, see, he didn't have the full version of the Or Zaruah. He quotes the Aguda, who is a Talmud of the Rush. He only gives out the question, he only gives it up at Tzibor, so that could be why maybe he says differently. But nevertheless, the Maram Mintz, I think the 1400s, he had a case where there was a fight broke out, they didn't finish it, whatever the case may be, and he passed in like the Gra, that you only go back to the previous Parsha. But not else. Tashlumin, he didn't give the reason of Tashlumin, he just said you never lane three parshios because of Tircha de Tzibor, that you never, and the Magen Avraham quotes the Maram Mintz, that you never read three parshios, and then I think the Maram Mintz also says something else, you can never read parshios which are mechuber, no. He says you can never read two different books. And you can't read Bechuk. If you're reading Bamidbar, you can't go back to Bechukosai. So we'll see. We'll see later. I think there's a Maisa where they say it was Ramosha, where Ramosha was in the hospital and he missed two parshios. I think he missed, if the story goes correctly, he missed Bahar Bechukosai. And then he made it up with Bamidbar. So clearly he didn't, you know, he didn't pass like the Maharamin. But the Maharamin says two chidushim, or two observations. You never read three parshos, that's like the grub, but for different reasons, Tiarka de Tzibor. And whoever doesn't think it's right that you should read a whole book, go from one book to the next, exactly, not clear why, it's just a svara, but that's what he says. You don't do, the Magen Avraham quote said, therefore you only do two parashios, you never do three, and you can't mix books. So that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And it could be as well, we'll get to the Shari Ephraim shortly. However, many poskim disagree with the Maharamin, the Orach HaShulchan, the Mishnah Brura, the Maharam Shik, and many others. They disagree on both accounts. You can mix books, and you could lean more than three, as Rav Moshe himself did personally. So that was the Chiddush of the Maharamin. So we have the Or Zeruah. A long davening, you have to read all the parshios. And that's what I know. I have a nephew in Baltimore. He said, I'm sure if he was talking about Ne'er Yisrael or not, but he quote in one of the Minyanim, they read all the parshios following the Or Zeruah. And the cheat of the Vilna Gaon is you never have more than two, either because of Tashlumin, or if you go with the Maharamin, you never have more than two, because of Tiarcha de Tzibor. And you never have read from two separate svarim. So I guess this, you'd only be able to read, it would fit in well. You'd read by Midbar and Naso, but that's it. And then you have a third shita, the Share Ephraim. The Shari Ephraim, Ephraim Zalman Margolios, city abroad. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him all the time in Kriyas HaTorah. He has a different, he changes everything around. He says, the case of the Or Zeruah, so what do we have? We have the Or Zeruah says you have to read everything. We have the Vilna Gaon, the Maharamin, you read two parashios. Comes along, the Shaharamin says, he wants to limit the Or Zeruah. He agrees to the Or Zeruah, perhaps. When does the Or Zeruah say that you read all the parashios? That's only because it's a Chovas at Tzibor, so the Tzibor has to get together. So if they got together and for some reason did not read, then you're right. I guess the way the Shari Ephraim is saying, if the Sibra got together for whatever reason, 20 weeks in a row, 10 weeks in a row, 30 weeks in a row, and they never read, then they could go back and perhaps read all the parashios. But our cases, I'm not the sheriff and doesn't know our case, but anybody says, in a case where people never came to shul, let's say they weren't in shul for 20 weeks, the tzibor never got together, so there was never any chova to read, and therefore apparently he's saying the chova was to read that week, not like the Or Zeruah, and therefore, or maybe you'd say the Or Zeruah would agree with him in that situation, the Or Zeruah maybe would only agree when there's a chova said tzibor. But if there's no tzibor, if there was never a chiyuv on the tzibor, so therefore he would say you never have to make up the Kriyas HaTorah. And that's the lesson of the Shari Ephraim, Kasav Shirak Imhaya Minyan Melo Karu. That's when the Or Zeruah says you're going to make everything up. Avolim lo hayo minyan lo sarach hashlem. Of a mikra shalano, corona, he doesn't write this. Lo hayo minyan klal. In our case, there was no minyan at all. So the comes out, the Sha'arei Ephraim seems to say that since the Tzibor, since Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibor, like the Ramban, that was the whole discussion Rav Soloveitchik used to always say over, he had two father-in-laws. One was a Feinstein, I think Rav Moshe's uncle, and one was a Soloveitchik. So, I guess he was, I think he was very close to the Feinstein one that used to learn together, and the Maisa goes that I think he was heading to Rav Chaim for a visit, and he said, tell your father, tell your grandfather that he doesn't know what he's talking about. He goes, Meshuggah over Kriyas HaTorah, about it's a Choves HaYochid. Choves HaYochid meaning you need a Bitzibor. Apparently the Briskers used to be very makbid on Kriyas HaTorah, but not so much on the Minyanim. So he used to say they have it all wrong. Tell him the Ramban, but he says, but I know your grandfather, he'll take the Ramban and interpret it the way he wants to. So either way, he used to say, so that it's a Chovas HaTzibor. So therefore, it's only if the Tzibor gets together. So it comes out, there are three Shitas. We have the Or Zarua, you have to make up all the Parashios. We have the Vilna Gaon and the Mara Mint for different reasons, but the Grusage only could do two Tashlumin, and the Mara Mint says you can't do more than two because it's Tircha the Tibor. And then we have the Sha'arei Ephraim, you just read that Parsha. So, as I mentioned, in Baltimore, there was a minion, one minion just read the Parsha HaShavuah, another one read the whole thing. I happened to be speaking to someone in Staten Island who was close to Rav Reuven Feinstein. I asked him what his yeshiva did again. So, he got the psak of only doing like the Sha'arei Ephraim, even though Rav Moshe himself made up Kriyas HaTorah. We'll see shortly. So it comes out. So how do we paskin? So I think Avaji Yosef, his son, he paskin. You have a chiyav to, I guess, if you're Svardi and follow his psak, it's going to be a long Kriyas HaTorah. And others, Rav Usher Weiss, and says that one should, the halach is like the Sha'arei Ephraim. And Rav Schachter also seems to say, I've heard him discuss it many times, it seems that, I'm not sure what he wrote in his tshuva, but he said many times, like, he thinks the halacha is like the Sha'arei Ephraim. That's why he said for Bala Batim, they should just read one parasha. But if in yeshivas, the minig's going to read like the Ozarua. So l'chatchila, he assumes that it's a good chumra. If you can and you're able, best to hear, because the Mara Mins and those didn't actually see the Ozarua. And from the Ozarua itself, it seems to be to mashkim kol parashios. So therefore, others, not only I saw in the Chemdas HaYomim, I think Danny Mann in the Puyah, I think he wrote that also that Yechayev to repeat all the parashios. Either way, those are the three choices. You could have more choices, but if you go within the, if you go with the Arzarua, so you read them all. If you go with the Gra, you don't have more than two, or the Marim's more than two, or you go with the Sha'arei Ephraim, you only do one. And that's the Mikra Din, that's what it seems to be. And if you want to be Machmir, since there are many Shitas, they don't, that from the Orzru, it's mashma, perhaps even without missing. But, it depends how you learn. But therefore, yesha mi lisma. You have a practical reason, but not a meta halakhic reason, is because of the danger now. You want to limit the davening, so you can't have a 2-hour Kriyas HaTorah. So, but that doesn't tell me anything about what the Azaruah holds, what the Shita is, but it tells me practically that you're using the Med Halach. And then we, nevertheless, we find many cases among Gedolim. See, this where here we're talking about no one read. The story with Rav Moshe I mentioned in the hospital, he made up a Harba Kosei and Bamidbar against the Mara Mintz, clearly. There's a story with the Chazon Ish was in the hospital. I think the Vilna Gaon was in jail with the Maisu of Chassidim. So we see, even though he wrote in the Be'er HaGra, Tashum and Fitu, so that's Me'ikar Adin. So it seems to be from these Gedolim, which is a different case even, because there was a Chovas at Tzibor, so maybe you could argue that Pater. You could argue whether you want to say it's better or worse, but clearly among the Gedolim, they were machmir to go ahead and try to hear all the parshios. So obviously it depends on the congregation, the yeshiva, you know, in yeshiva, and again, taking in the corona issue, whether how one will conduct themselves, but those are the different shitas and different communities, different shuls in the same community, will probably have different minhagim.